This Chazor Zeichen Nishpach Chetz Shag Rabbi Yehuda Mesechas Chulun Daf Ayin Dalet. Zochem Rabbi Yosef was sitting by Rav Huna and said, Rabbi Yehuda named Rav said, if someone ate a dangling limb, he gets malchus. Also deraisa. One of the rabbanim said to him, don't listen to him because Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marsa named Rav said that someone who eats it does not get malchus. It's only also derabbanan. Rav Huna asked, who should we follow? Rabbi Yosef turned away to show his dissatisfaction and said, I was talking about a case where the animal dies other than through shechita, and such a death makes the limb to be considered as if it fell off. The other statement was where the animal was shechted, and the shechita does not make it considered as if it fell off. Rav asked, what's the source for the ruling that death of the animal makes the dangling limb to be considered as a fellow off, where shechita does not? He said, the pasuk says, v'chol asher yipol olav mehem b'moysam yitma, which we darshan to mean something that falls from them through their death is considered to have fallen off, but not when the death is through shechita. The pasuk is written regarding shrotzim, and for the Mara Rava answered, the pasuk is not needed to teach regarding shrotzim because they're not subject to shechita. We instead say it comes to teach regarding animals. The word b'moysam is used to darshan that shrotzim only give off tumah when they're still moist, but not when they're totally dry. Out. Remember, I said the word b'moysim is written twice. Zakhmar Rav Chista said the machleik between Rabbein and Rabbonon as to whether the fetus's leg that was stuck out of its mother before the mother's shechita is prevented from becoming tummy as an avela is only where the fetus was alive. However, the fetus was dead. Everyone would agree that the shechita makes the limb to be considered as if it was detached. Rabbi said the machleik is whether the fetus was alive or dead. Okay, Mishnah continues. Ben Shmoyna Chai V'chulu. The Mishnah said that a fetus born alive in the eighth month is considered to be of a kind that is not fit for shechita. But a Braisa says that a fetus born alive in the eighth month is considered to be of a kind that is fit for shechita. And Rav Kahana said the Braisa calls it of a kind that is fit for shechita because it becomes mutter with the mother shechita, whereas our Mishnah holds that since it never itself is subject to its own shechita, it's not called of a kind that is subject to shechita. In fact, according to the Braisa, how do we know that a treif is prevented from becoming a source of tumah if it's shechted? And for the Gemara, it's learned from the drush of Yehuda, the name of Rav, who said that the pasuk of v'chi yomus min habehema teaches that only some animals, min habehema, become tummy when they die, but others do not. The ones that do not are the animals that were shechted when they were a treifa. If someone stuck his hand into the mother and shechted the full-term fetus that was alive inside the mother, does the fetus become mutter based on that shechita? This question can be asked according to Rav Meir, who says that a fetus that emerges alive after the shechita of the mother would require its own shechita, because it may be that he only requires the shechita once it has emerged, but not when it's still inside the mother, and a shechita would therefore not be effective at that point. The question can also be asked according to Rabbanu, who say that a fetus that emerges alive after the shechita of the mother would not require its own shechita, because it may be that they hold that this fetus has what we call four simanim. It can either become mutter with the shechita of the two simanim of the mother, or with the shechita of its own two simanim. So what's the halacha? So if the Gemara of Chananya said, our Mishnah said that an animal that's born as a treif is never considered to have been fit for shechita. Now, if shechita is effective in the womb, we can have a fetus that's fit for shechita, even though it's born as a treif, because it's fit before it became a treifa. So rather, it must be that a shechita before it's born is not a shechita at all. Rava says, not a proof. It may be that the Mishnah means an animal that was created as a treifa is the type that is never fit for shechita, but if it became a treifa during its development, it may be that it was fit for shechita at one point in time. Zuck, the next Mishnah, if someone shechts an animal and found the fetus in its eighth month inside, so whether it's alive or dead, or if he found a nine-month fetus, which is a fully developed fetus, but that was dead, he may tear the fetus and eat the meat without having to shecht it, as long as he removes its blood. If he found a nine-month fetus that was still alive, Rav Meir says it would require shechita, and would be chayiv in the halacha of Oisiv es Benoi. The Chum say the mother shechita makes the fetus mutter. Shem Shizuri says even if the fetus grows to be 5 years old and was plowing a field, the shechita of the mother makes the mutter to be eaten. Mishnah says if someone ripped open an animal not with shechita and found a nine-month fetus inside that's alive, it would require its own shechita, because its mother was not shechted. Zok the Gemara B'loza name Rav Shaya said the Rabbanan are only lenient with regard to a nine-month fetus' shechita, but not with regard to its chelev or its gidar nosha. In fact, I can't be referring to the chelev of the fetus itself, because we clearly find that Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rav Meir regarding the fats and the gidar nosha of a fetus, and Rabbi B'loza name Rav Shaya explained that they argue in the case of a nine-month fetus that was found alive. Also can't be referring to the chelev of a gidar nosha, and that's what he means that all agree that it's mutter, because we clearly see that Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue with regard to how much of the fats of the gidar nosha are also, but everyone agrees that at least some of it's also. Ephesmar, rather, he meant that the Rabbanan are only lenient in matters of eating the fetus, but not in other matters, such as znus with it, and pairing it with another animal of another species, or plowing, things like that. Rish Lakish said, the view that permits the chelev of the ben pekua also permits his blood. The view that says his chelev is aser will also say his blood is aser. Rabbi Yechanan said that even according to the view that says that the chelev is mutter, the blood will be aser. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan says, Rish Lakish, our Mishnah clearly says that the blood must be removed even from a ben pekua in its eighth month, where everyone would agree that the chelev is mutter, and for tomorrow, Rav Zera said, Rav Shlakish meant that according to the view that permits the chaylev, there would be no karis for one who ate the blood, but agrees that it would be aser. In fact, this means that they're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the chaylev is mutter, there would be no karis for someone who ate its blood. However, this blood is no less blood than the blood of an animal that's not the blood that's not life blood of an animal. Meaning, the dama tamsis is no different than the dama tamsis of an animal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one gets malchus for eating dama tamsis. And for the Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Salah Hasida, explained to Rabbi Papa that Rabbi Yehuda includes dama tamsis and karis based on the extra words of kol dam. This teaches to compare dama tamsis to lifeblood and teaches that in a case where one would be chayiv karis for eating lifeblood, he'd be chayiv karis for eating dama tamsis. Since one is not chayiv karis for eating lifeblood of a fetus, because it doesn't have lifeblood, he'd also not be chayiv karis for eating its dama tamsis. Fidak Tamara, may one redeem a petech amar, meaning a firstborn male donkey, with a ben pakua? According to Rabbi Meir, requires a shechita for the ben pakua. It's certainly considered a regular animal and therefore can be used for redemption. According to Rabbanu, who say that no shechita is needed, do we say that the ben pakua is like meat in a pot and therefore it can't be used for redemption? Or do we say, since it's alive and it walks around, it's a full-fledged animal and it could be used for this padiyah? Mazurta said it may not be used for redemption, but Rav Ashi said it may be used. Rav Ashi said to Mazutra, the basis of your view is that you make a gzeir shava between redemption of a petach amar to a carbon pesach on the word seh, which teaches that just like a ben pakua may not be used for a carbon pesach, it also can't be used for redemption. If so, we should also learn from the gzeir shava that the redemption animal must also be like the carbon pesach in that it has to be a male, it may not have a mum, must be within its first year. Mazutra said, no, the pasuk twice says the word tifta, which comes to include an animal for redemption even if it doesn't have these characteristics. Rav Ashi said, if so, we should even include a ben pakua. Mazutra said, the gzeir shava of seh must teach that something is excluded. So it must exclude the case of ben pakua. If after the shechita of the mother's meat becomes tame, like as a rishon, will the fetus inside her get that same level of tumah, or will it be a grade lower as a sheni? Rabbi Yochanan said it gets a level lower than the mother. Rish Lakish said it gets the same level as the tumah of the mother because it's like a nut inside of a shell. Rish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, the earlier mission said that after the shechita, the mother's flesh and the fetus' flesh become tame for having touched the leg that's sticking out of the mother. Now, according to me, Rish Lakish, it makes sense to say that the fetus' flesh becomes tame because the mother's flesh becomes mukshir with its own blood, and the fetus of flesh is considered to be part of the body of the mother. However, according to you, how did the flesh of the fetus ever become mukshir? And Rabbi Yechanan answers, it becomes mukshir through the act of shechita itself, because the Mishnah follows the view of Rav Shimon, who says that shechita itself is mukshir. Rabbi Yechanan asks Rish Lakish, Rabbi says, if a ben pakua grew up and walked through a stream of water, it becomes mukshir for tumah. If it then went into the cemetery, it becomes tameh, although live animals can become tameh, since a ben pakua doesn't need shechita, it's considered to be food. Now, according to me, Rabbi Yechanan, it makes sense that it has to become mukshir because it's considered to be a separate entity than its mother. However, according to you, since the mother was mukshir with the blood of the shechita, the ben pakua should not need to become mukshir again. The Rish Lakish said, the case is where the shechita did not cause any blood to come out, and the Mishnah does not follow the view of Rabbi Shimon.